Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric. 312-233-1019. Hi, Rich.
Hey, question about the salt.
Yeah, the salt. Does it actually work in these temperatures, or is it just an issue there's too much snow?
It's kind of a mixture of calcium chloride, magnesium chloride, so it does work.
Those are my favorite chlorides, both of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love them.
But with this, it's when there's this much snow, they don't put it down because it's a waste. They'd be coming through and plowing it away. So they're told, and I know this because I work for the city, to hold on salt, just plow.
Gotcha.
Until the snow lets up enough where when they get closer to the pavement, they get at it.
Sweet tip. That makes all the sense in the world. Okay. All right. Now we're getting somewhere. Thank you for that input. Appreciate it, Rich.
No problem.
All right. Oh, look, we got a snowplow guy.
Oh.
I'll say hi to Mr. Plow, Randy. Hi, Randy.
It's Andy, actually.
Hi, Andy. Andy, the snowplow guy. Hi.
Yeah, I know. I know it's hard to hear me because I'm actually plowing right now and talking to you at the same time.
All right, let's be careful there.
Yeah, Rich covered off pretty much, basically. When it comes down too much like this, like you said, they tell us to hold the salt, so nobody's been salting.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as the storm's over, like where I'm at, I'm 45 miles south of west of Chicago here.
Right.
And right now, we was just given orders to start putting down our chloride salt mix down.
I don't know why this is.
And we're all plowing at the same time. So now the heat ratio will be clearing our roads pretty quick here.
Randy, you've been plowing all night?
No, actually, I started at 3 a.m.
Okay.
We do our 12-hour shift out here.
How much coffee you got in you?
None yet. We've been going since I came in.
Oh, man. Wow. You deserve a cup of coffee.
Since 1999?
Yeah. You've been partying since 1999? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm kidding you.
How about 1969?
Yeah, there you go, Andy.
Yes, what?
Do you want the answer on the can it be too cold to snow?
Yeah, I would love that.
So, well, here was in my mind, I don't know anything. Just trust me, I don't know anything. But I think, like, well, it's really, really, really cold in, like, Antarctica, right? But it still snows.
Sure.
Okay, so that's just my first instinct. So here is...
Although I think Antarctica does get up, you know... near freezing, hence, you know...
But like in Canada, let's say. I don't know. Somewhere really, really cold, right?
Sure.
But they still get the snow. So anyway, this is from NSIDC.org. Don't know what that is, but here's the answer. Well, it can be too warm
to snow. It's actually the Nordstrom shopping
site. It may be.
Yeah.
It cannot be too cold to snow. Snow can occur even at incredibly low temperatures as long as there is some source of moisture and some way
there
to lift or cool the air.
The lake.
It is true, however, that most heavy snowfalls occur when there is relatively warm air near the ground. Typically 15 degrees Fahrenheit or warmer, since warmer air can hold more water vapor.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's your lake effect right there. See, I ain't no jackass.
That's right.
Top three things you request on your pizza to get you the side eye. When people say to you, what can we get you on your pizza? And you tell them, like, what? All right, we're gonna role play at all these. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Watch this. Hi, paparazzis. Hi, what can we get you, Lori?
I'll take an extra large shrimp and mushroom.
Oh, gross.
Huh?
Shrimp is good.
I'm surprised for a guy that is as bland of an eater as you are, Whip, that you're okay with shrimp and mushrooms.
I'll skip the mushrooms. Unless it's there already, I'll accept it. But the shrimp I like.
Hi, it's paparazzis. What can we get you, Lisa?
Garlic, tomato, and spinach.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't sound all that bad.
No, I kind of like that.
I got to go light on the tomato, though. Why am I talking like that?
Is there a pizza guy?
Yeah. Hi there, paparazzis, Glenn.
Can I get a barbecue chicken with red onion, please?
Now that I'd eat.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I can get you that, Glenn. Yeah, I can get you that. At number three. Hi there, paparazzis, Anna. What can we get you? Anna.
Oh, hey, definitely black olives.
Yeah, this is why I should have hung up on you, Anna.
Yeah.
Black olives. You lost your mind. Are you crazy?
I love those.
In at number two. Hey, Danny, paparazzis, what can we get you?
Pineapple and jalapeno, sweet and spicy.
Mmm, that's
not all bad. Not all bad.
Okay.
And finally, in at number one. We don't have this. Hey, Claire, paparazzis, what can we get you?
Mashed potatoes.
Huh?
Mashed potatoes.
Wait a second. Do you actually order it like that, and do they have it at places?
Yeah, so I get mashed potatoes, bacon, and chicken.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
It's so good. I recommend it.
How did you even come upon the concept of putting mashed potatoes on a pizza?
At Peace, you get to try, like, you can put whatever you want on there. So one time, my friend and I just tried it.
Pete's, the grocery store Pete's?
No, Pete's Pizza.
Oh, Pete's Pizza.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, well, Pete, he'll do anything.
Right, well, I mean...
Peace, as in...
Oh, peace.
Yeah.
Swanee was holding up his hand, and I thought he was going... I was like, two? You want me to go to line two? There's nobody on line two. But he's doing the peace thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're joined by our good friend, Dr. Kevin Most, the chief medical officer with Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Hey, Dr. Most.
Hey, Eric. Double your money should start on... Or double your paycheck should start at 6:45,
yeah.
I think.
Is that when you start your work?
No, but that's when you called.
That's true. Yeah, I know, and all your meetings start at 7, so you just got to put them in your earbuds and then just, you know, have one ear on a meeting and one ear on us, and you're set.
That's right.
That's the way to do it.
Not too late to register, Dr. Most.
You know, I keep mentioning Dr. Most. The text I got from you last week were like, did you hear Fauci? So what exactly are we looking at here?
Well, Fauci is saying that, boy, by April, we might be in open season, meaning anybody who wants a shot or needs a shot will be able to get a shot.
Okay.
So, you know, when you get that guy who's got as much inside baseball as anybody, mm-hmm. you really start to look and say, okay, he knows something about Johnson & Johnson. He knows something about Novavax. He knows something about AstraZeneca, which is going to get us more production and more vaccine. Because obviously everyone's so frustrated right now trying to find that shot.
Now, these different ones you listed, of course, Johnson & Johnson, the primary one that we've talked about before. These are the one-shot ones. Now, do you think that will be the key to mass vaccination because we can get a large volume of them and just start lining people up? It's that second shot that seems to keep throwing things off.
That's exactly it, Eric. You know, if you look right now, you know, theoretically, we need to double the number of vaccines that we got a month ago. Well, you know, it's great that we're touting an increase of 10-15%, but everyone has to remember that anybody who got a shot a month ago, they're coming back for their second shot now. And that's what's leading to the frustration. So we need to expand the volume, the supply side of it, because we got to remember that those people who got a shot a month ago, they're coming now. So as we started to roll this out beyond healthcare workers, everyone got excited, but not knowing that we weren't going to have the supply to keep that increasing rate as steep as it was initially.
So Dr. Most, is that month a differential, the magic number, the magic amount of time? Because just for example, I know somebody who got the first shot, made the appointment for a month later, and then they sent her a thing that said, your appointment is actually a week earlier. And then she's like, well, what do I do? Do I try to, you know, skip the second shot and just go the month later? Or is it okay to get it 3 weeks later?
Yeah, see, we're not real big on going early. We're okay going late.
Okay.
We know that first couple, 21, 28 days, the immune system is working to a point. And then what we really want to do is we want to make sure that booster, and if you look at the studies from Europe, it can go as much as 12 weeks later. But you don't want to go early. You want to go at least at that time because that's when the immune system is primed and looking for that second boost. So that's one of our biggest concerns is let's make sure we get it to the right date or maybe even a little bit later, but let's not go early.
Couple of text questions, Dr. Most, from a 630. If someone gets sick from the shot, is that an indication they already had COVID and might not have been aware of it?
Well, two things there. One, if you've had COVID and you get the shot, you're going to have a much better immune response. So you may get, and you aren't going to get sick. People have to understand having that fever, having those body aches, having that lethargy is not getting sick. That's just your immune system working. So could it be that you had COVID and didn't know it, and that's why you're getting the response? It could also be that you just have a great immune response that's going to show you the side effects that it's working.
From a 773, can you ask the doctor, once we have our second shot, are we supposed to receive a card with proof of two vaccines? Is that something we should be carrying around?
Well, it depends kind of where you're getting it. If you're getting it from your health system, like us at Northwestern, we're keeping that in your record so that we have an electronic copy of it that we can provide to you at any time. If you're getting it from the county, if you're getting it from some other place, you might want to ask. The CDC has a great card that you can have. It should be captured in a thing called iCare for the whole state. But really, having that piece of paper in the future may come in handy. It's going to usually tell you the type that you have, which is really important to make sure that when you're going back for the second one, if your top one says Pfizer, you're going to get Pfizer the second time. So it's kind of a double check to make sure that we're getting it and also the reassurance for you that you have that piece of paper that shows that you got it.
From a 708, I've heard that the vaccine effects only last a few months. Does this mean everyone's going to need a booster every few months?
No, that's not true. What will happen is people say, you know, I've only had the vaccine and now I can't have antibodies or I haven't found antibodies. We have to remember that we have things called T memory cells that if we see the virus again, our body will remember that. The booster shot that a lot of people are talking about is due to two things, mainly the variants. So if we have a variant, the South African variant, the British variant, we may need to have a booster that's going to extend that. As far as needing it every year, it's really going to depend on how much this virus mutates based on kind of like the influenza, where we get an influenza shot every year because it changes so much.
You know, everybody keeps talking, speaking of just getting the shot, the frustration, I'm certain you hear about it all the time. How do I go about getting it? When do I know if I'm eligible for it? What kind of advice would you offer all of us? Because they say, 12% of the population has received at least the first shot so far, the U.S. population. That's still a large number, 88% left. What do you say to those 88% of people?
Yeah, the biggest thing I say is be patient. You know, we know that there's going to be more vaccine. Two, get in line. So go to the county website that you live in. You should have an easy way to do that. Check with your provider. If you're with a major health system, they are working their way down that list and soon will be at that, hopefully, I would say sometime in March, be at that 1C list, which is 16 to 64 with comorbidities. We're still trying to do the 65 and above and the healthcare workers. Check with your provider. Get on the list at Walgreens and get on the list at the county. So you can't have enough options to see when you're going to be primed to go.
Violetta had a question about the shot. I know she's been holding this question for like a week.
Yeah, I have been. Hi, Dr. Most.
Hi, Violetta.
I was wondering, so there's a lot of, you know, wild things on the internet, but a concept that everybody keeps talking about is how the shot is administered and why they're pinching the arms of the recipients. Can you talk a little bit about that? And is that how vaccines are normally administered?
Well, yeah, what you really want to do for this vaccine is you want to make sure you're getting to muscle. So depending on where you're at in your arm, sometimes if you pinch, you can move some of the fat away and you can make sure that you're into the muscle. We don't want to give this what we call subcutaneous, like people who take insulin shots. We want to get it to where the blood supply is the greatest. So we're pinching, making sure we have a good grasp of the deltoid muscle, and then we're putting it right in there. And some people say, I can't get a shot in the arm. Then we'll put it in your leg and your thigh. So we really want to make sure it gets into the muscle and not into the fat.
What if you're like me and you have no muscle?
Right. This is a worry.
Yeah.
Now I'm worried.
Then what? Yeah, it's a
problem. No, it is true. You know, we talk about people with big arms, but we also have some very frail elderly people with small. So right. So those nurses are grabbing to make sure that they're going to get to the muscle. There is muscle there, or you wouldn't be able to move your arm, but we just have to find it in some people.
I'm all for a nurse grabbing me. And finally, from an 847, can you please let Dr. Most know we had both of our little girls at CDH, best hospital ever?
Well, thank you. You know, we appreciate those accolades when we get them, but we also appreciate any opportunities that someone notices of something we could do better. So thank you to that listener, and glad they enjoyed our pediatric unit, which is, you know, manned by the Lurie Children's Hospital individuals. We have a great partnership with them, but we appreciate those words.
That's terrific. Dr. Most, thank you for your time this morning. We will continue to stay in touch and keep updated, and it sounds like I love hearing where there's good news on the horizon.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at it right now as a little optimism and frustration, but please minimize the frustration knowing that there's much more optimistic times right in front of us.
Dr. Kevin Most, thank you so much. There he is, your chief medical officer with Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage Hospital. What is the world talking about today? I know what we're talking about here. Snow, money, and South Beach.
Yeah, those are good topics.
Those are our three. Let's find out the other three. Violetta has them in at number three.
Whataburger trending as Texas deals with some intense weather. A video of the two-hour line at Whataburger drive-thru right off 35 in Dallas is making its way around online.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Have you ever had a Whataburger?
I have had a Whataburger.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it good?
No, it tastes like everything else.
Okay.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
It's The Weeknd's birthday. Fans are celebrating him and wishing him a happy 31st birthday today.
Happy birthday to The Weeknd. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Kit Kat has created a vegan version
you
of their...
You've just stolen all of Tidbit Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah, now you're stealing from me. Look at that.
Right. Okay, so they've created a vegan version of their famous candy bar. It's coming later this year in select countries. Unsure exactly what that list is going to be. We're hoping we're going to have it here. But we for sure know it's going to be available in Berlin, where Kit Kat was originally developed in York. Or this Kit Kat bar was.
Am I an idiot?
What?
Of course I am. I really don't know much about this kind of stuff. And I know vegans are very educated in the way that they eat.
Yes.
What about, again, idiot. What about the original Kit Kat would not qualify? Is it milk from milk chocolate? What?
I think so, because this is made with cocoa.
That's got to be it then, right?
Yeah, cocoa chocolate.
That's why a vegan can't eat a Kit Kat until now?
I think so, but maybe something in the wafer, too, because you know when you bite into it, there's like that cream. There's some sort of little bit of cream.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
312-233-1019. I gave you back-to-back stories. People are firing birds, flipping people off left and right now. Anybody listening who got one from the least expected person? Hey, John.
Hey.
Who gave you one?
An older lady at the grocery store.
Really? Like you cut her off in the cheese aisle or what happened?
No. This was in the parking lot. It was one of those things where I was, you know, driving past the parking spaces where I don't have a stop sign and she was coming the other direction and she did. Mm-hmm. So she stopped. I kept going. And as I was turning, I looked at her and she flipped me off like she was mad that she had to stop and I didn't.
Really? Now, usually I find, John, that old ladies tend to give you the hairy eyeball, but they don't go as far as the bird. But you got both, huh?
That's true. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say she was? 70?
Yeah. And probably a communist as well.
Oh, probably. Okay. All right.
And Russian.
Now it makes sense.
A communist
oh my gosh.
Russian. Yeah. Oh, well. There
yeah,
you
it
go.
Makes sense, right. I guess.
Yeah, 70. She's a kid.
Yeah.
Hey, Nancy.
Yes. Good morning.
You got flipped off by the least expected person.
I did. I was driving with my best friend, and suddenly I see a car come up behind me really close. Mm-hmm. They swerve out. They pass me. It's like a 95-year-old man gives me this nasty look, flips me off, cuts me off then.
Whoa.
And I'm just looking at my friend like, what's happening?
Whoa.
And then finally we came to a stoplight and he rolled his window down and then just like released the Kraken on me. He just started
swearing
at me.
Swearing?
Oh,
a lot of anger. I mean, he got out of the old folks' home. He escaped. They're hot on his trail. He's making a run for it. You're getting in his way.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. I thought old guys were supposed to be cute and cuddly.
Well, most of them are.
What happened there? You know what? Flipping the bird, it's not just for old people anymore. Hey, Rick.
Yeah, I'm a truck driver, and I was in heavy traffic on to Stevenson coming inbound, and there was a school bus next to me. And these kids, probably about 7, were doing the sign for me to blow the air horn.
Yeah. Right.
And
yeah.
Classic. I will not do it in heavy traffic because then I think the person, am I scared a person in front of me or think I'm honking at them?
Right.
So I gave them the shook them off, and I couldn't do it.
Give them the shake off.
Leave me alone, kids.
Off.
Yeah.
And they gave me the bird.
The 7-year-olds gave you the bird?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I blew the air horn.
There you go. Okay. And he gave him the bird right back at him.
Enough anger, and there you go.
I saw a great video, and it's terrible, of a 7-year-old playing baseball, and the catcher throws down to third, and the kid appears to be out, but the ump calls him safe, and the 7-year-old flips, throws his mask, rips off his chest protector, the ump throws him out of the game, he walks off, fires birds straight in the air as he's heading off the field.
Wow, that's an intense kid.
Yeah. He's got a future, that kid. He's got a future in baseball,
definitely.
No doubt. The mix. Oh, man. You thought you had the perfect setup, the perfect lie. You duck out of town, then a weather system moves in and screws you. You can't get back.
Oh, bad.
You lie to your boss, and he catches you out at the bar. Lie to your sister. She catches you when she's going to pick up a cake.
Oh, no.
312-233-1019. Jason.
Yeah, so I used to be a smoker, and my wife thought I had quit.
Okay.
And trying to live that lie, but I still was smoking. And one weekend, I put the patch on so I wouldn't have to smoke.
Right.
And my 6-month-old son, I had to give him a bath.
Right.
And I always would take my shirt off so I wouldn't get soaking wet.
Gotcha.
She looks at my back and she sees a patch.
Oh, no.
Mm. Are you smoking again? No. Why would you think that?
What are you, crazy? How dare you accuse me of that?
Oops.
Yeah. Oops. How dare you? Maybe you're the problem.
Yeah, ever stop and think about that?
It's right on your back there, knucklehead. 312-233-1019. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Caught in the lie?
Not me, my friend.
What happened?
So we were trying to get together, all the girls, to get together since COVID, and we tried to plan a dinner since restaurants were opening up, but my friend said, no, she doesn't want to right now. She wants to wait until after she gets her vaccine.
Right, the COVID excuse. A lot of people going with the COVID excuse. It's the perfect built-in one, yeah.
Yeah, so here we are sitting at a restaurant, my husband and I and my daughter and her fiancé, and guess who we see?
Unbelievable.
No way.
She's like, it's a weird thing. I got my vaccine like an hour ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, it was her, not me.
Oh, what a...
Yeah.
What are the chances?
And I mean, you're easily spotted in restaurants now because they're only 25%.
That's true.
Can't even hide in the crowd anymore. Can't blend in and try to hide. New study says your blank is destroying your love life. And I just read a little bit more.
Yeah.
And it's destroying men's love lives, but it's really destroying women's love lives even more.
Okay.
Wait, now you're confusing me.
So what would that be, Lori?
Could it be your car?
Your car, no.
Oh, that was my guess.
Not your car. Your blank is destroying your love life, Sally.
Mother.
Your mother. No. No, although that could potentially be true as well. Your blank is destroying your love life, Christine. Christine. Oh, hang on. Got to hit the right button.
Whoops,
sorry.
The beard.
Sorry about that, Christine. Christine?
Yes. Hey, is it your beard?
Your beard. No, it's not.
Oh.
Can you imagine if you're a woman with a beard and it was destroying your love life?
That would do it.
That'd be worse. Your blank is destroying your love life, Jane.
Hi, is it your cat?
That is exactly it. Hmm. Your cat. Guys and cats, it's destroying your love life.
Yeah, if it sounds like that, it'll destroy a lot of things.
Bad cats. Guys with cats, particularly guys on Match.com that take pictures with their cats.
Yes.
Yes. Zero action. Violetta just made the puke move.
Yeah. It's like I can imagine all the hair everywhere.
I just imagine a lot of other things. Not the cat's meow. The impact of posing with cats on female perceptions of male dateability. That was the study.
Yeah.
They actually spent money on this.
Right.
Found that heterosexual males posing with a cat in their photos were less masculine than when holding the cat. Higher in neuroticism, agreeableness, and openness, and less dateable. 1,300 women were involved in the study. It also found that for straight men, you had a 5% lower chance of landing a like on the site if it was revealed you had a cat. Straight women with cats were 7% less likely.
Oh.
Still, the online dating evidence isn't doing cats any favors. According to the article, dogs give straight and gay men a 20% higher chance on average for scoring a like. Dogs help you. Cats don't.
Uh-huh.
And a 3% a higher likelihood for women. Speaking of cats, I have an update for you, Whip, on what is arguably, I believe, your favorite story of the month.
Okay.
When it comes to cats, can you think of what that would be?
Oh, my God.
Come on, you did the story like 38,000 times.
Oh, my God. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. Cat story.
The lawyer.
Oh, the lawyer with the cat filter who was doing an actual court case as a cat by accident. Couldn't fix it.
Remember, you loved that story.
I loved it so much.
It was really cute.
I did. That lawyer cat is now trying to cash in on his viral fame.
Oh, my God.
Yep, the Texas lawyer who went viral after a Zoom filter left him looking like a cat during the virtual court hearing is hoping to cash in. Rod Ponton told TMZ he was initially felt embarrassed by the court mishap that left him assuring the judge that he was, in fact, not a cat. I'm live here. I'm not a cat, he kept telling the judge. By the time I realized that the thing had gone viral and it was already everywhere in the world, I got over it. Now he wants to score some money for his viral infamy with plans on his own merchandise, Whip.
Oh, good.
As well as paid gigs. He's trying to get paid gigs as the cat lawyer.
Well, good luck to him.
Yeah. Teaching others how to avoid similar mishaps. He's selling T-shirts, coffee mugs, and everything else you could possibly want. Now I like him less.
Yeah.
Please don't buy this stuff. Tidbit Tuesday. Let's go with all Celebrity Tidbit Tuesday today.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
You probably heard Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are doing a sit-down primetime interview with Oprah.
I am so excited.
Oh, I know. I can't wait.
They say, though, it might make a little bit of trouble with the Queen. She's going to be a little mad because I'm sure...
She already is.
Right. Do they care anymore? Are they just basically giving her the brush off? Like, just, quiet, old lady.
They just said, we want to leave the family and we're moving into America. So I think... No. I think sitting down with Oprah is like, you know.
But now the talking.
That ship has sailed.
You know what Meghan Markle could do to really cause a stir? Huh. She could be like, Oprah, you're the real queen.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
You're my queen. Watch Harry squirm.
Remember earlier when you were all upset, Violetta, on one of your trending on Twitters that Northwest's painting skills weren't actually real? You thought it was fake? Now they've impressed the Bob Ross Museum. That's the painting she did.
Yeah.
So much they've invited her to visit.
I know. Okay. And Kim sticks by her gun saying that her 9-year-old painted that.
Well, let's throw a camera out and show us what you got.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have to prove it.
Zoe Kravitz and Taylor Swift were in a COVID-19 pod together.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It seems we all missed the huge detail that Zoe... featured from the New York Times Magazine back in December 2020, the two of them went into a coronavirus pod together, in effect quarantining together.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Britney Spears fans are outraged that Frontier Airlines is doing a free Britney promotion.
Oh, I thought they'd be happy.
No. They're holding a contest where people named Britney can fly for free.
Oh, yeah. That's something to be outraged over.
Yeah. Nice. Well, these free Britney fans are...
I understand.
Pretty adamant and... This is what.
Maybe Brittany can enter.
By the way, I want to remind you what time we got there.
Yeah, it's almost time.
Yeah, let me get through this here.
Okay.
Thank you.
I got nothing.
Thanks. Chief Casey Bloy from the HBO Content Channel or HBO Content tells Entertainment Weekly that HBO Max will most likely air the Friends reunion this spring.
Oh, that's like the James Bond movie. How many times that's been pushed back?
Jennifer Aniston has a mystery boyfriend. Says a source. A mystery boyfriend.
What's his name?
He's down to earth. He's handsome. He makes her laugh and he makes her feel safe. He's not real.
It's Jason Sudeikis.
Woman's Day magazine said Brad Pitt's former girlfriend, Nicole, is around 5 months pregnant. If you do the math, Brad broke up with her 5 months ago.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's like a reality show.
Jennifer Garner and Edgar Ramirez are going to star together in a new movie called Yes Day, where they stop saying no to their kids. They have to say yes to whatever their kids want.
Yeah, and Jennifer Garner actually does that with her kids once a year.
Jason Biggs, once a year for a day, not for a whole year, though.
Whole
year,
though. If it was once a year for a year, that'd be always.
Oof. Jason Biggs says his biggest regret in life is turning down How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know he was up for that. There's a congressman, Whip. I just wanted to throw this in real quickly because you like the cat congressman so much. The cat lawyer, sorry.
Right.
There's a congressman who appears upside down on Zoom during a hearing, and the video has gone viral. The head's upside down.
Zoom mishaps are awesome, especially when it's something serious.
And finally, Wonder Woman pushes truck up snowy hill, earns free milk for a year. Now, it's not actually Wonder Woman.
Oh.
It's just a Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Wow.
In Scotland, a Scottish mother of three wasn't going to let a little snow stop a shipment of milk from reaching its destination. The good deed paid off because after footage of the woman pushing a truck up a hill by herself hit the internet, she was awarded a year's supply of free milk.
Mm. Wow.
That is one strong Wonder Woman. Top three things trending on Twitter. You ready to go?
Yes.
All right, number three.
Jaguar is going fully electronic by 2025. It's no secret that the 86-year-old company has struggled in recent years, and they're hoping...
You mean electric or electronic?
Electric.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mean Jaguar the car?
Yeah, Jaguar.
Gotcha.
The
car. You said they were going electronic.
Oh.
You know, like Diplo.
Yeah. I thought either they were getting into the music game
exactly.
Or they were going to start selling old radios.
Oh, no.
I didn't know which one you meant.
Yeah, electric. They're going like an electric car.
Gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha.
Which is not electronic,
gotcha.
I guess. So they're hoping that this turns kind of their company around. Regardless, it's really big news for the car company.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
People are still celebrating Mardi Gras in New Orleans, but from a distance. There are no parades this year. However, more than 3,000 houses are decorated to honor the tradition, and they look pretty cool.
And they have horrible weather.
Yeah,
so
they're
probably
cold.
Probably good they're not doing Mardi Gras.
Yeah, exactly.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
It's also National Pancake Day, which is pairing nicely with Mardi Gras. And everyone is excited to stuff their faces, kind of what you do today. TikTok and Twitter are on fire right now with people sharing their most decadent creations. One of my favorite is Nutella stuffed pancakes. They look amazing.
Good comfort food on a cold, snowy day, too.
Mm-hmm.
Can't beat pancakes.
Totally.
You squeezed in a lot today.
Yeah.
But we need to get Whip's Bachelor review. Because Whip takes 2 hours of The Bachelor and condenses it down into 30 seconds and 30 seconds only, of which 25 seconds are Chris Harrison apologizing.
That could be true. Right. But we will just we'll let him do that on his own and cover the story.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you'll just go with who ended up in a hot tub with whom
last
night.
For the most part, yeah.
All right.
Or who didn't.
Was it a journey last night? Were they on a journey?
Ah, the word journey comes into play. If I can get to it in 30 seconds, it's near the end.
Was it the most dramatic Bachelor ever?
Every week seems to be. It's amazing how they do that.
Are you ready? You only get 30 seconds.
Okay.
Here we go. Go.
Heather talks to Matt after crashing the show, then says hello to the women. They say, "Who are you? What are you doing here?" She says, "I'm here to meet Matt." One says, "Well, you're really late." She says, "I was in Colton season, but I'm not here to come in and like ruin everyone's day." Then Piper says, "Okay, so you missed that when you're trying for this one. My day's already ruined. You're just bachelor hopping." Heather says, "You guys don't know me at all. The comeback is you don't know Matt at all." Then he sends her home anyway because she crashed the party. He says, "There's not anyone who's going to be joining that journey that's not on that couch." And they all laugh. Then Piper gets kicked off too, and Matt's down to the final four.
Oh, sorry. He's got that character voice down.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.